All right, all the children come right on down tonight. All the kids come right on down. And I do appreciate the Devane boys always being here for me to give me a little bit of help here. And looking forward to have them. They always sit on the front couple of rows. And any of the other children that are here. And tonight I got a great story. For all the children sitting out there watching on live stream, I wished I could bring you your ring pops. I've started trying to get some of them and get them around. These boys will get theirs. And Lord willing, we'll start them back again on May 31st, Wednesday night. The Wednesday night after that, look forward to it very much so. Well, tonight, story about one of the greatest Christians to ever live. And I want you to know this. The great Christians are in the eyes of the Lord and not in the eyes of man. Greatness is not what Pastor Pittman thinks. It's the character that's exhibited in the eyes of God. And most people may not ever know that. So if you do what's right, many people wouldn't notice it, but the Lord always notices it. And so tonight, I want to tell you a story. Now, we know it in the Scripture in Genesis chapter 37 through 50. But man's name is Joseph. He had a bunch of brothers. Remember how many brothers he had? 11 brothers. You're right. There's 12 of them, all of them together. And so the brothers got together and said, we don't like him. And you never should do that. But they said, let's get rid of Joseph, our brother. Let's kill him. And then one of them said, oh, no, let's not kill him. Let's put him in this pit and let's think about what we're going to do with him. And then, by the way, when he put him in the pit, he was going to come back and get him out and take him to his dad. That's the oldest son. And he comes back, and Joseph's gone. Does anybody know what they did with him? What did they do with him? They sold him. You're right. They sold him for 20 pieces of silver, the price of a slave in that day. So they sold him, and he goes to off to Potiphar's house and gets bought by Potiphar's house out of the slave market. And when he does, he becomes Potiphar's slave. Now, can you imagine? Here's a young man that's done what's right all of his life, has a godly heart, and he gets sold by his brother as a slave. That would be terrible. That might cause bitterness in your heart. So then he's in Potiphar's house, and he's a hard worker. I mean, he does everything he's supposed to do. And whenever Potiphar says something, boy, they go and do it. And Potiphar's wife says something, he goes and does it. And then he sort of figured it out, and he started doing everything without being asked. He was very good at self-initiative, just doing things that he saw needed to be done. So Potiphar said, man, you're so good. I'm just going to put you over my whole house. You just take care of it. He said, okay. So he gets sold to Potiphar's house as a dirt slave, and he rises all the way up to be a house manager. So he's all excited, and then Potiphar's wife wants to love him. And he has to tell her, no, leave me alone. And so one day she comes and tries to grab him, and he runs for his life. And so she tells everybody, he tried to make love to me. He was just mean. He was mean to me. And Potiphar put him in prison. He didn't do anything wrong. So he's sold as a slave, didn't do anything wrong. Put into prison, didn't do anything wrong. Boy, he's got a lot of reasons to get bitter. Bitter toward Potiphar, bitter toward God, bitter toward his family, brothers. And then a little later on, keep in mind, he's in the stocks. He's in prison. And the chief prisoner, chief guard, says, hey, would you help me with something? Yes, and he goes and he finds out Joseph is very trustworthy. So finally, after a few years, Joseph is in charge of the prison. Every place he goes, he has such a good spirit, he just rises to the top. So we can learn a lot about Joseph. And then all of a sudden, he rises to the top, and so he's taking care of the prisoners, and he's watching out for them. And one day, there's two prisoners come from Pharaoh's house, a baker and a butler, both thrown into prison. So he goes out one morning and checks on them the next morning and says, hey, what's wrong with y'all? And they're all sitting there all pouty. He said, what's wrong with y'all? Well, we both had dreams last night. We don't know what they mean. He said, oh, tell me about them. And Joseph was so close to the Lord that the Lord would reveal dreams to him. Doesn't do that anymore. God doesn't, but he did then, because they didn't have a copy of the Bible like we do. And so they said, one of them, the butler said first, he said there was a vine and it was growing, and all of a sudden it just branched out into three vines and it brought forth fruit. And he said, well, you know, he said the three vines are 3 days. And the fruit is that you squeeze the fruit into Pharaoh's cup. Says, you know, he's going to make you butler again. You mean he's going to get me out of prison and make me butler? Yes, he is. 3 days. Oh, that's a relief. And then it said, well, that makes sense. And then the baker says, well, I got to tell my story. He said, I was making bread. And he said, I woke up and had three baskets on the top of my head. And the top basket had all kinds of breads in it. And the birds came and ate it up. And he says, in 3 days, Pharaoh's going to hang you on a tree. You're going to die. And the birds are going to pick your flesh off. And he says, 3 days, guess what happened? The baker got hung. The butler was restored. But Joseph said to the butler, when you become back in your position, don't forget about me and be sure and tell the king about me. I'm here unjustly. And he says, okay, well, I'll do it. I promise you I won't forget. How can I forget? You've settled my heart and you told the truth. So he goes and he gets raised back up by the Pharaoh, and he's now chief butler again. And 2 years go by. Now Pharaoh has doesn't have any, doesn't even know Joseph's in prison. No help for Joseph. You know what? Joseph has all the reasons in the world to be bitter and angry, to be mean-spirited. But because he loved the Lord, he couldn't let bitterness get into heart. Neither can we. We must learn the lesson. No matter what people do to us, we can never be bitter and harbored against them. So, he could be bitter at his brothers. He could be bitter at Potiphar's wife. He could be bitter at the butler, but he wasn't any of them. And so then, long story short, then all of a sudden, the Pharaoh has a dream, and Joseph goes and interprets it. He says, hey, Joseph, why don't you become my prime minister and you take care of Egypt? So Joseph starts out as a slave in Potiphar's house, sold by his brothers, and becomes second command in Egypt. He runs the whole place. That's what happens when you and I do what's right when it's hard. All of us. Many times it's hard to do what's right. People are mean to us or people don't treat us right. We still do what's right. That's the lesson of Joseph. And so, you know, Joseph's brother, he finds his brothers. His brothers come back and his dad dies and his brothers say, oh, now he's going to pay us back. You know what he does? He looks at his brother and says, God, use you to send me here to save all the world. And he said, don't feel bad. Now that is forgiveness. And you ought to forgive each other. All the children ought to forgive each other. Brothers and sisters ought to forgive each other. Moms and dads should forgive each other. We all ought to learn the lesson. There's nothing that can't be forgiven. And we always learn to be good to people that are bad to us. That's the lesson of Joseph. Okay, you can go back to your parents. Moms and dads, thank you for coming. May the Lord bless you.